Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's Direction. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. In all your ways, keep your eyes on the Lord, and He will direct your steps. I cannot remember the time that I have not included verse 5 of Proverbs 3. It's always trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, keep your eyes on the Lord or acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps. The essence is that we get our direction in life that keeps us on the straight and narrow is by keeping close touch with the Lord. And we do that in two ways. Number one, we communicate with Him in prayer, but we also communicate with Him by listening to Him through the Word of God. It's very difficult to see anyone who has grown strong in the Lord without having time in the Word of God. God's Word gives direction. If we do not spend time searching the Word of God, reading the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God, thinking about the Word of God as we go about our task, we will find ourselves going around in a whirl. I know we live in a day and an age where many people have directions that come from some type of program they have in their car. And they'll turn it on, and they say where their destination is, and a voice will suddenly give direction, go to this street, turn left, go three blocks, now you're there, turn right, yes, now keep going. That drives me crazy. I had one of those at one time, and I think I had it on for 3 minutes and finally turned it off. I was lost completely. God is the one that gives direction, not some program that is given in a car program. We need to recognize that as we wake each morning, we should spend time in God's Word and not only seek to understand what it says, but also be open to the direction that it gives. If we keep in touch with the Lord all through the day, He's going to direct our steps. He's going to give us the leadership that we need. Oh, how we need that leadership. In a day and age when there is confusion and chaos on every hand, when mayhem seems to be the order of the day, we need to have a Lord that has been here, that knows what it's like to live in the world in which we live, and has given Himself completely, sacrificed everything that He was to give us everything that we need. We need God's direction in our life. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence just now, I pray that there might be those that listen, perhaps only one. If it's one, it's worth it all, Lord. Touch that heart or those hearts that listens to the message this day. Lord, let the message sink deep in their heart that they might recognize that each and every one of us have a special place in Your heart. You have died for us individually as well as collectively. And as You love us, You lead us. And our response is, Lord, give us the direction. Help us to follow. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.